Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. Once again, urging you to check out the website of the Barnes Review at barnesreview.com and the website of American Free Press at americanfreepress.net. Should subscribe, folks. You should subscribe. American Free Press has got a lot of information that you're not going to get anywhere else. A lot of good writers. A lot of good variety of writers talking about a lot of important things. Now, folks, I mentioned a couple times over the last couple weeks on this program a family named Zilka. And that's spelled Z-I-L-K-H-A. Now, I shocked people by telling you something about the Zilka family. Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you who the Zilkas are, and this is from my book, The New Babylon, which, incidentally, the subtitle of this book is The Rothschild Empire, The Modern-Day Pharisees and the Historical, Religious, and Economic Origins of the New World Order. Now, the Zilka family, I include in a chapter in what I call the Duke and Duchesses of the Rothschild Court. Now, here's what I say about the Zilkas. Kadori Zilka was for many years the modern-day patriarch of this family of Jews who traced their origins back to Babylon. They were among the Jewish princes who reigned in Babylon and remained there after the end of their exile there. Zilka was described by the Judeo-centric New York Sun newspaper, which is owned in part by Jewish crime syndicator Michael Steinhardt. They described Zilka as being, quote, a towering figure who bestrode the financial landscape of the Middle East, Europe, America, and Asia, and became an important player in international banking. Yet, I write, how many Americans have ever heard of the Zilka family, which is today headed by Ezra Zilka, who said, and this is what Ezra Zilka says about his family, my family were proud members of the Jewish community that Nebuchadnezzar established. When the Babylonian captivity ended and many Jews returned to Jerusalem, my ancestors stayed behind. I'm always conscious of history. My sensibilities are rooted in antiquity. That's what Ezra Zilka says. I say here, this family are among the most powerful and wealthy forces within the Rothschild Empire, loyal to their Talmudic roots and the Talmud's dream of worldwide Jewish domination. The Zilka family, ladies and gentlemen, are the owners of Colt Firearms. They're the owners of Colt Firearms, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, you heard that right. I know that shocks you. I know that shocks you, but folks, yeah. Now, here is the man who is the controller of Cerberus, which is one of the major gun manufacturing empires in America. And Cerberus owns multiple American weapons companies. I had that list, which I gave to some people recently. Maybe I have it here handy in front of me, but it's an amazing number of American firearms companies. Actually, I can't find my list, folks. But let me tell you about Mr. Feinberg, who controls Cerberus. And incidentally, Mr. Feinberg's father lives in Newtown, Connecticut. That's the reason why they say Mr. Feinberg and his Jewish associates, who have controlled all these firearms manufacturing companies, are going to sell them. Well, who they're going to sell them to is probably, well, let's be honest about a bunch of other Jewish investors, but when we come back from the break, I'll tell you about Mr. Feinberg. The point to all this, folks, I know some of you are squirming with this information being laid out here, but folks, as I said, I'm not here to make you feel comfortable. I'm here to open your eyes so that you may see. Ask you not to read between the
lines. Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper. Before we went to the break, I gave you the background on the Babylonian dynasty of the Zilka family, who own Colt Firearms, international Jewish banking family, right up there beside the Rothschilds, actually going back even further than the Rothschilds, ladies and gentlemen, back to old Babylon. And then I was talking about the owner of the big Cerberus holding company that owns 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 American gun manufacturers. This is right out of my book, The New Babylon, ladies and gentlemen, which was published back in 2009. Here's the background on Steven Feinberg, although at that time I didn't know of his massive control of the American domestic gun industry. Here's what I wrote. Described by Israel's Haaretz as a, quote, New York Jew with a golden touch, Feinberg controls the New York-based holding company Cerberus Global Investments, which in 2006 purchased the Israeli government's interest in Bank Leumi, the second largest bank in Israel. The Israeli newspaper said that proceeds from Feinberg's purchase will go toward paying off Israel's high national debt. The October 3rd, 2005 issue of Business Week described Cerberus as being, quote-unquote, bigger than even such well-known business giants as McDonald's, 3M, Coca-Cola, and Cisco Systems, noting that Cerberus controls some 226 Burger King restaurants, the National and Alamo car rental chains, building products maker for Mica, and the old Warner Hollywood Studios. which I adhere, incidentally, has been passed back and forth between various Jewish interests, primarily elements of outright organized crime, for several generations. Anyway, this is Mr. Feinberg. Stephen Feinberg. That's F-E-I-N-B-E-R-G. I just found a found a typo here in error in the book, but Stephen Feinberg. Well, the reason why I point this out, ladies and gentlemen, is because these are facts. And, you know, let us face it, ladies and gentlemen, and as I say, I am against, repeat, so there's no mistake about this, I am against gun control. And everybody says Sandy Hook is a plot to strip Americans of their guns, that it was all a big fraud, that it's all just part of another plot to take away America's guns. And yet, you know, folks, let's be honest about this. Every time over the past 20 years there's been a mass shooting, what has actually happened is that these big Jewish-owned gun manufacturing companies have made billions of dollars. Every time this happens, people run out and buy guns, and guess what? There's more guns out there than ever before. Do you really think they're working to strip us of firearms ownership? I mean, I always thought they were, ladies and gentlemen. I always thought so. I figured that's the first thing they would do. But you know what? Reality starts to set in. I start looking at who controls the gun manufacturing companies, which in turn bankroll the National Rifle Association. And then we have a big fight between the pro-gun control people and the anti-gun control people. And I'm certainly on the side of the people who are against gun control. And these groups all raise a lot of money, and there's a lot of political discussion. But, you know, even Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, just said here after the presidential State of the Union address the other day, he said, "He'll still waste everybody's time on gun control. It's not going to pass and distract Americans from what we really need to do." You see, that's it, folks. I mean, I was reading the articles in the New York Times and the Washington Post about all these liberal senators who are really not going along with gun control. Even Al Franken, the big Jewish liberal Democrat from Minnesota. And even Senator Feinstein's gun ban bill. And it's a bad bill, don't get me wrong, but, you know, it exempts thousands upon thousands of firearms. So, folks, what I'm here to tell you is, if you think that Sandy Hook is about having your guns taken away, don't worry about it. They don't want to take your guns away. I'm not sure. Well, maybe they do, but folks, it's not quite as cut and dry as a lot of people are trying to make you think. And you should start thinking about these facts, about the fact that all these millions, literally millions of firearms have been sold to Americans over the past 25 years by all these companies that are owned by Jewish arms manufacturers. Now, you know, actually, I pointed out some of these facts to somebody recently, and they said, "Oh, well, maybe Mr. Feinberg and maybe the Zocas are good patriotic supporters of the Second Amendment." No. No, they're not. You know, I mean, you know, no, they're not. No, the Zocas don't sit around saying how wonderful the Second Amendment is, and Stephen Feinberg doesn't sit around talking about how wonderful the Second Amendment is. And yes, I know, I hear some of you out there saying there's some wonderful Jewish folks who are against gun control, and God bless them, yes, I'm fully aware of that. But what I'm here to tell you, folks, there's much more to this deal. There's much more to what's going on, and you find it. Today's Washington Post, ladies and gentlemen, I've been warning you about this repeatedly. I've been telling you that the real deal on Sandy Hook is that what they're doing is they're pushing this tragedy, which I believe actually happened, folks. Yes, I do believe there were children shot up there. I don't know why the guy did it. Maybe he was brainwashed into doing it. Maybe there was another gunman. But I don't believe all these totally nutty conspiracy theories that are surrounding it. And we'll talk talk about that a little bit. But, folks, here's what the Washington Post editorial today says. The Washington Post, and, folks, I know you say, well, can't believe anything they say because they're an establishment newspaper. No, you can believe what they say, folks, because the thing is they're sending out a message to the people that count. You may not like the people that count, and I may not like the people that count, but the people in Washington who write the hellish laws that we have and the bureaucrats who enforce them and the public affairs groups that get involved in issues, they do pay attention to what the Washington Post says. Even the patriots say, I don't read that newspaper. Here's what the Washington Post said. Americans' mental health. After Sandy Hook, it's a hot topic, and a lot is already happening. Here is what the Washington Post says. With the Sandy Hook shooting still in the public mind, it seems as though every legislature, from the NRA-friendly to the anti-gun, is paying attention to mental health care in America. Michael Collins Piper sat here 6-8 weeks ago whenever Sandy Hook happened, telling you that the real story to keep your eye focused on was the way both the Obama administration and the gun control advocates were signing up with the NRA and saying that we needed to get into schools and we needed to make sure people weren't crazy. And okay, here's what the Washington Post says. This is a conclusion. Of course, reducing gun violence is not the first goal. Improving the nation's mental health is. Congress must ensure that happens, at least. They're doing all sorts of spending and investigating mental health and making sure people aren't mentally ill. We even have Lindsey Graham, a neoconservative favorite, defender of Israel, rotten rat that he is. Somebody ought to. Lindsey Graham has talked about a case out in Maryland. He's vowed to introduce legislation that would enhance the background check process to include, quote, prior exposure to court and mental status. That's one of your wonderful conservatives. That's in a column today by Kathleen Parker in the Washington Post. Everywhere you turn around, folks, the word is that despite all the rhetoric coming from both sides on the gun control issue, gun control is not going anywhere. And the only reason all the guns are out there is because all those Jewish gun manufacturers sold them and let them get out there. What do you think, they're going to just turn around now and just they're going to come in and take everybody's guns? No, you know Mark Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, over at theuglytruth.wordpress.com, Mark Glenn has pointed out that if there's anything that the Jewish lobby and the Jewish interests really do enjoy is American familiarity with guns, because they want us to be able to pick up those guns and fight their wars against the Muslims and the Arabs and anybody else, even the North Koreans, who are perceived as a threat to Zionism and Israel. They know they've got us coming and going, folks. They're not scared of a handful of people out there with guns who might actually turn them against the Jewish power elite. They're not worried about that. No, in fact, folks, it's very, very clear what they're really focusing on. They're really focusing on is how to figure out using tragedies like Sandy Hook to get into the schools and into the minds of young people. We see even in a great state of Virginia, that good conservative state, you're less likely to get a gun because you're quote-unquote crazy than you are in Maryland. Folks, don't you see what's going on? You've been distracted. And part of the distraction has come from these frauds that are putting out all these crazy Sandy Hook stories and getting the issue perverted. That's exactly what they're doing, but you know what? Those of you who have been listening to me for weeks and have heard me talk about this, you know that I'm right. You know that I got the evidence here in front of me. This is what the elite are really trying to do. You've been warned because you listen to this network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero debt guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, I understand, this is Michael Collins Piper returning here, I understand why the last few minutes of commentary make you feel uncomfortable, because it's unlike anything you've really heard anywhere else. But like I have said from the beginning, I'm not going to play the Patriot game and say what sounds good or what everybody else is saying. Just because a lot of people want to hear it or want to believe it. I'm telling you what I believe. I believe what I say, and I say what I believe, and I think I have the evidence to back it up here. And, you know, folks, as I say, if you had gotten me back right before Sandy Hook and said to me, do you think the Jews want to take away the guns of the American people? And I would have said, oh, yes, absolutely. Yes, they will do it any way they can. Well, you know what, folks, I'm honest to God, now I don't necessarily believe that, because I start looking at the assembly of the facts, and I look at the way that the issue is being covered. And the more hysterical among both sides, the people who are on the pro-gun control side and on the anti-gun control side are so hysterical, so emotionally committed to the issue, that they want to believe. I mean, on the one hand, it's ironic, people or against gun control, it's like they're almost praying that their guns are going to be seized. It's a strange dynamic, whereas on the other side, these gun control advocates, gun control nuts, as I call them, they just don't get the idea. They just don't realize that most people don't go along with their agenda. I just read an article, In fact, the New York Times had an article the other day, folks. This is on the front page of the New York Times. Found a rather odd article in some respects, but it's the story about a family who, they had this star athlete son who got in trouble in some minor event at school. He ended up shooting himself. You know, and they were talking about, you know, how the fact that many people who commit suicide use family firearms to do it, and they told the story of how this young man did commit suicide, but they point out that the family is still against gun control. In fact, they took the weapon that their son used. They didn't want the, it was a family heirloom. They didn't want it around the house anymore, so they gave it to another family member. Frankly, I wouldn't want any weapon that any member of my family committed suicide with around the house just because, you know, I just wouldn't. But this was an article in the New York Times, and it was a very respectfully written article. I kind of got sidetracked there, but I guess my point is, folks, that even the people who are advocates of gun control just don't realize that most people really don't buy into their arguments. And that's a good thing, folks, because it's, the arguments for gun control are flawed. I mean, the history of that is proven. I mean, anybody with any common sense knows that. In fact, I just saw a poll here cited in the Washington Times on February 8th. Poll conducted by Quinnipiac University. It says 46% to 43% say the NRA better reflects their views on guns compared to Mr. Obama. So you see, the country's basically split, if you believe the polls at all. There's no outrage out there demanding gun confiscation. There is, in fact, no real outrage demanding increased gun control. You know, to a degree, people are taking positions. But you see, the thing about it is, it's all a big political show. Now, the thing is, there are those who will say, oh, Michael Collins Piper is covering up for, I guess, who am I covering up for, the Jews? Well, which Jews am I covering up for, the Jews who own all the gun manufacturing companies and make millions, billions of dollars, and who put more and more guns into the hands of the American people? I mean, am I covering up for them? See, folks, you see, this issue is not black and white. I'm not even sure it's gray. It may be checkerboard. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm just here to tell you that I think the bigger agenda in the works is getting further and further into the schools and controlling the minds of young people, making sure that the right people get guns and the wrong people don't. Talk about Orwell. Talk about the Soviet KGB. That's what it's all about, folks. I've been telling you this for weeks and months. And, you know, like I say, when I bring up those facts about these big Jewish powerful families and the international elite controlling American gun companies, and they've been the companies you've been buying guns from for years, people are just like sitting there and saying, they don't know what to say. But these are facts, ladies and gentlemen. This is not my opinion. I hear some of you out there saying, well, that's your opinion. No, this is not my opinion. These are just basic facts. And I'm not for gun control. Let me say that again. You fools, I hear some of you out there saying, oh, he's for gun control, and he's just saying that stuff to trick people into backing down and not supporting the Second Amendment. That's nonsense, folks. But you know what? There are people who believe that. When, in fact, what's happening is that minds of their children and grandchildren are about to be raped and robbed. And you find the NRA and you find the Obama administration coming together on very real mind control. Mike Piper warned you, folks. I'm on the record for months and months and months. A couple of months from now, when the guns are still out there and they haven't been confiscated, they're moving. Increase the monitoring of what your children say and do in order to prevent violence. You remember what I said.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Those of you who dared to come back. Oh, yes, I realize I'm rattling some cages here by bringing you facts that a lot of people really don't want to address because they are uncomfortable facts. You know, there are many reasons why I don't believe the Sandy Hook stories. Now, you know, folks, when it started out, people said, well, okay, the guy was brainwashed and there were other shooters. And I said, that's possible. You know, I mean, you know, I didn't, you know, it's possible. Yes, our government is capable of these crimes. You know, of course, as I pointed out here, the now people saying to me, I can't believe that you don't believe that our government could carry out something like this. Yes, I do believe our government could, but when I hear the evidence and I see the nature of the quote-unquote evidence, I say, what the hell is going on here? Who is trying to hook us? Who is trying to have us? You know, one of the stories is that so many of the parents and the witnesses are crisis management actors or some story like that. You know, it's a great story, and I can see things like this being done. I have no doubt that this stuff has been done in other instances. But you know what? You know, people, even one of my associates at American Free Press who believes anything and everything about Sandy Hook, whatever happens to be passed along, the one thing he doesn't believe is that it was a Mossad operation. And he disputes Dr. Jim Fester's claim the Mossad was behind it. I think he tends to think Obama was behind it, because he's an Obamanist, and everything that he sees it through a perspective, through a prism of where Obama stands on the issue. But in any case, one of the claims that's really bothered me is this story about crisis management people supposedly acting here. Well, you know, I found out just yesterday or the day before that one of the primary proponents of this idea that these are all crisis management actors who've been out there, this guy has also put forth the claim, and maybe I'm misstating the specifics of it, but I think one of his claims is something along the lines that Kermit Roosevelt, the son of President Roosevelt, that is, Theodore Roosevelt, who died during World War One, actually didn't die during World War One, and he later adopted the identity of Bing Crosby. And yes, I mean Bing Crosby. Now, again, I may have the players wrong. I think he's also said things that other famous people are not really who they say they are, but they're really other people who've taken on different identities and so forth. And he proves this by saying that this person looks like that person. And then he goes on and on and on. You know, see, that's the origin of a lot of these stories, folks. Let me tell you a story. Tell you a story how these things work. There was once a guy named Michael Golenyevsky. That name is spelled G-O-L-E-N-I-E-W-S-K-I. And he was a Polish officer in communist Poland. And he defected to the United States. And when he defected to the United States, there were people who said that this guy, Golenyevsky, was one of the best defectors in all of history. And he gave the CIA some really good stuff on Soviet agents, you know, who were active in the West. And all over. I mean, he had the whole book written about this guy called Imperial Agent. Now, it's very, very interesting because Golenyevsky had his big supporters and he had his big critics. And I have tried over the years to try to weed out exactly who was for Golenyevsky and who wasn't for Golenyevsky. And anybody who tries to delve into that wilderness of mirrors to steal a phrase that was once used to refer to the U.S. intelligence community, anyone who tries to sort out Golenyevsky is getting themselves into a very real wilderness of mirrors. I knew people who were supporters of Golenyevsky, and I knew people who were opponents of Golenyevsky. Older folks, none of whom I don't think are around with us anymore. But he was a very controversial and well-known figure in the 1960s and into the 1970s. And he had strong supporters on both sides. Some people were sure he was up to no good. Other people were saying, hey, he is up to good good. But here's where things got really tricky. After Golenyevsky had been here for a while, he suddenly made the claim that he was the Tsarevich Alexei, that he actually was the surviving son of Nicholas, Tsar of Russia, who, according to history, he and his family had been killed by the Bolshevik Jews in Russia on July 17, 1918. Now, Golenyevsky claimed that he was Alexei. And there were people who knew Alexei who came forward and said, yes, in fact, hey, this is Alexei. There are other people who said, no, it isn't. In fact, two of the people who came in support of Golenyevsky and said he was Alexei were the sons of Paquita de Shishmaref. She, under the name L. Fry, wrote the famous book, Waters Flowing Eastward, which exposes the truth of the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. As you may know, the Shishmaref's friend and associate and protege, Tony Blizzard, worked for the Spotlight and for American Free Press for many years. Well, the Shishmaref's son said Golenyevsky was, in fact, the boy that they had played with as a child. He was an American married to a Tsar's daughter, raised her children in Russia until the Bolshevik Revolution. But there were other people who said, no, 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 this guy's a fraud. He is definitely not the Tsarevich. Well, you know, it's very, you know, there's in the end, most people don't think he was for real, but the bottom line of it is, folks, there were many people who took him seriously. But I can also tell you something else about this guy Golenevsky. He also, after coming back and claiming to be the czar, started to tell all sorts of bizarre stories about European history. He even got into the issue of Jack the Ripper. Now, many of you are probably familiar with a story, and I am very familiar with many of the stories about Jack the Ripper. Another one of the odd subjects that I've been interested in over the years, and I've heard all the legends. Yes, I know I've heard that he was a Jewish butcher. Yes, I've heard he was this. I've heard he was a mason. One of the stories I've also heard was that he was a member of the British royal family. Well, Golenevsky said, yes, indeed, Jack the Ripper was one of the sons of Queen Victoria. But Golenevsky took it a step further. Golenevsky said that, in fact, Jack the Ripper left England and moved to Germany. And in Germany, a former member of the British royal family rose to power as Adolf Hitler. From prince, from crown prince, to Jack the Ripper, to Adolf Hitler. So was Golenevsky telling the truth about anything? Was it a Soviet trick in the first place? We don't know. No one will ever really know, because that whole business is, as I say, a wilderness of mirrors. There have been quite a few frauds running around out there over the years with stories about the lost fortune of the czars. Just like some of these people that are claiming they have access to billions of dollars in all sorts of bearer bonds that were signed over to them by Asian billionaires who want to solve the U.S. debt crisis. There's also a whole raft of people who've been running around promising to grab control of the lost fortune of the czars. In fact, one of the people who's been hooked up with that is Christopher Boleyn, who was trying to pawn off some information on American Free Press about when he was still writing there, one of the great ugly periods in the history of American Free Press. Boleyn was trying to pawn off some racket where someone was trying to reclaim the czar's fortune through some distant family member who really survived from such thing. The point is, folks, there's all these stories out there. But I'm here to tell you, Bing Crosby was Bing Crosby, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm here to tell you that George H.W. Bush, he's really not a German Nazi agent that was brought into the Bush family. You know, I told you on this program a couple weeks ago about the lady who called and threatened to cancel her subscription to American Free Press when she heard that we were about to publish a story she had never read, saying that Hitler, in fact, was not Jewish and that he wasn't really an agent of the Rothschilds, or that he was not a member of the Rothschild family, which, no, he wasn't, no, he wasn't, and no, he wasn't. Well, this lady finally called in. I guess she never canceled her subscription, but she kept me on the phone for about an hour, which time I did not have, but she was a reader, and I was trying to be nice. And, you know, I couldn't believe it, and yet at the same time I could believe it. She finally got around to something that had absolutely nothing to do with Hitler. At least I didn't think it had anything to do with Hitler. But in her mind, it did. Now, she was of the opinion that Hitler, in fact, had secretly survived World War II, which is possible, but she claims he died in a nursing home out here in Seat Pleasant, Maryland, and as I told her, if I had known he was that close, I would have gone out to see him in the nursing home. But anyway, I'm not sure how she reacted to that, if at all, but I told her that. But it's very, very interesting because she finally, I mean, it was like almost too good to be true, finally got around to the story of the sinking of the Titanic. You know what? She does think there was a switcheroo. The Titanic was switched with a sister ship. Well, as I explained in patient detail to you on this program a couple weeks ago, that's impossible. No matter how nice the videos are that tell the story, the not telling you the whole story. They're leaving out critical portions regarding the substantial internal changes that were made between the Titanic and its sister ship. But be that as it may, she is still convinced that the ships were switched. But she says that isn't really what's most important. No, she doesn't think that the Jesuits sank the Titanic. She doesn't think that the critics of the Federal Reserve sank the Titanic. And as you know, there's some people who say that it was the Jesuits who sank the Titanic to get rid of the critics of the Federal Reserve. No, this lady insists that the Titanic was sunk because there were millionaires who were on board the Titanic who were supporters of Nikola Tesla. And so it was arranged to make sure that Tesla's supporters were on board the ship so that they could, in fact, drown at sea. You know, and as I say, as I was listening to this, I was like saying, my God, I wish I had recorded this conversation. And of course, I couldn't have done that unless I would have asked you. I wish that I could have recorded that conversation to play it on the air for you, my listeners here at RBN. Because, again, it all comes back to this kind of winding, disconnected, unconnected series of things that have been put out there by sources known and unknown. And I'm here to tell you, Bing Crosby was Bing Crosby. And I do believe that Mr. Robbie Parker actually did lose a daughter at Sandy Hook. And that he was very upset about it, and he happened to smile. He happened to smile, ladies and gentlemen. And I know that the assistant to one of our best-known Patriot broadcasters, one of the most respected Patriots in the field, I received an email from her in which she has a friend who claims to live in Sandy Hook in Newtown, and he saw three of the children in their coffin. Now, this lady, no one would ever think that this lady was not a patriot. No one would ever question her honesty or her integrity, or the honesty or the integrity of the person that she's associated with. And I can tell you that he's a broadcaster associated with RBN. You know, but the thing about it is that people spreading these crazy stories out there, and people are just passing them on. And then when you quiz them on it, they say, well, I'm just asking questions. Well, you know, that's not how you deal with things, folks. And that is why I'm standing here to tell you that you just can't believe everything. You've got to wonder why people are putting this stuff out here and why more people out there, including some of you, the listeners. I am lecturing you at this point. I'm asking why some of you are not thinking about it seriously. Oh, in other words, are you going to tell me that, well, he might be off base when he says that Bing Crosby is really somebody else? Or, the list goes on and on. It's so crazy, some of the stuff this guy's saying. He may be wrong about that, but he's right about this. I don't know about that. What I do know, though, is that we do need real serious introspection in the Patriot movement, in the Truth movement, and I'm sorry about that, folks. I may have lost you for a moment. I bumped the telephone here. We need some serious introspection in the Patriot movement. We need to grow up. I was shocked to find out how many attacks have been made on my good friend Mark Glenn, accusing him of going to the other side. All sorts of, you know, because he has questioned a lot of these stories surrounding Sandy Hook. And it's not pretty, ladies and gentlemen. It's not pretty because what is happening is that the Patriot movement is being divided from within. We are being made to look like fools. Are you really going to tell your old grandma who likes Bing Crosby? Well, Bing Crosby wasn't really Bing Crosby. He was actually a member of the Roosevelt family who pretended to die in World War I. I mean, come on. You know, okay, look, yes, this is Michael Collins-Pfeiffer, conspiracy theorist here, talking to you trying to talk to you like adults. Not talking down to you, talking to you very seriously. Because we have some very real problems before us, folks. And some of those very real problems revolve around this issue of Sandy Hook. You know, we had a caller here last week today. We shouldn't have devoted 2 hours to it. And yet, there have been numerous Patriot radio broadcasts and websites that have devoted endless amounts of time to this story. It's important, folks. It's very important. Because it relates to the very future and survival of a serious political movement in this country.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. GeoffLawton.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Again, forgive me for bumping the phone there. I almost cut you off. If you wanted me to cut you off. We have been joined for these final moments by Mark Glenn from the uglytruth.wordpress.com. Mark, welcome aboard.
Hi.
What do you think? Because there's a lot of people who are going to have to be whipped and put into chains, because if they don't stop leading us astray, we may all end up being in whipped and chains.
No, actually, that's not where I was going with it. Whips and chains suggest
or intimate a certain type of preference for intimate relations with other people that some people would consider to be unnatural.
Well, I'm sorry I missed the analogy. I can see it now.
Yeah, there are some people who have a natural appetite towards what should be natural things, and so they, you know, they, with these unnatural appetites, they, you know, they need to get a little kinky at times. Okay, I'm sorry to have to discuss this with such adult terms, but I think that this partly explains this phenomenon that we're dealing with. Is that with certain people, when it comes to understanding and explaining some of these things that are taking place today, it can never just be a simple, straightforward thing. It has to be a little bit kinky. We have to get into some whips and chains and some unnatural things, such
as... Mark, unfortunately, I'm afraid you're absolutely right, because I kind of alluded to that earlier in another context, really coming from another direction, but it seems like people really want to believe that we're about ready to be consumed by the New World Order, that people are going to break down their doors and take their guns and rape their wives and, you know, shoot their children as part of a ritual sacrifice, and that there's nothing we can do about it.
Right, and Mike, let's be honest. I mean, there are some people in the world who are sick enough, so power-hungry enough that they would like to do that. People like Netanyahu and Avigdor Lieberman, men like that, yes, they would like, they could entertain fantasies like that. But
yeah, I mean, if I could press a button and launch a nuclear attack on Israel that would guarantee wiping out people of that ilk, I would do it. I mean, you know, not to... I would want to see all the people of Israel eliminated, but if I can eliminate Lieberman and Netanyahu and those who think like he does, yes, I would do that too, just like he would like to do that to us.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of a professional courtesy.
Absolutely. And so, you know, the folks that do let their imagination run wild with things like this, you know, what we tried to get across last week is that, you know, we have to understand that our enemies understand that we have these kinds of proclivities, that we are scared, we're slightly paranoid, and they will use this to their advantage and to our disadvantage. So we have got to be careful not to fall for any of their tricks.
You know what? Even now, Mark, as we close up, there are people saying those two guys are Mossad agents. Working to make sure our guns are taken away. Can I tell you, folks? I know some of you learned a few things out there tonight, and I'm glad you did. It scared some of you, but I know you learned the truth. Now you listen to RBN because you can handle the truth. Next week.
With financial